It is a Friday morning, which is the time we hear from StoryCorps. People talk to each other about their lives. And today's excerpt from this traveling oral history project is this. It's a summer love story that began in the mountains of upstate New York.
My name is Babette Sonneborn. I am called Babs. I am 88, and now I'll let my husband Walter talk.
My name is Walter Sonneborn. I am 96 years old, mainly because the devil doesn't want me.
Walter and Babs met in 1940. Her family owned a resort in the Adirondacks, and Walter had a summer job there.
The evening that I met her, she had Babs written on her sweater, which is nice for me. I can't remember names. Every evening, we watched the sunset. And when I said, look at the shape of that sun, my wife says, it's so nice and round. And the sun was split in half by a cloud. So after that, I insisted on her wearing her glasses.
We certainly were very fond of each other. And we were together all the time. It was a perfectly wonderful summer.
Let me tell you a few of the juicier things. Babs and I would hold hands. And Babs' friend always says, has he kissed you yet? I was kind of slow. And Babs's brother would sing, Walter, Walter, lead me to the altar. And Babs was very embarrassed.
You know, it was so different in those days.
Every night we'd walk to the village and have an ice cream sundae. And this one day I stopped and held her hand. I said, would you marry me?
We thought we were secretly engaged, but all the guests in the hotel said, we wish you lots of luck.
Well, we've been married 67 years,
yeah.
And the main happiness we have is our love for each other.
Walter and Babs Sonneborn at StoryCorps in Saranac Lake, New York. Their interview will be archived along with all StoryCorps interviews at the American Folklife Center of the Library of Congress. And you can, by the way, subscribe to the project's podcast at npr.org.